This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, more gravitational wave rumours, Voyager celebrates 40 years in space, and an amazing new image of Antares. A new set of rumours appeared this month, with many suggesting that an important new discovery has been made in the field of gravitational wave astronomy. The two gravitational wave events so far confirmed by the LIGO team have been hugely important, but both apparently come from only one of the potential classes of gravitational wave events, that of black hole collisions. The potential new discovery is an entirely new type of event, gravitational waves from a collision involving a neutron star. Black hole collisions are extremely violent events, but depending on how much other matter is in the vicinity, they may be expected to stay dark, releasing no flash visible in the electromagnetic spectrum. However, neutron stars, remnants of large stars consisting solely of neutrons held apart by the Pauli exclusion principle, are both small and dense enough to produce an appreciable gravitational wave signal, but are also expected to be far more likely to produce emission visible in the electromagnetic spectrum by more traditional telescopes. These flashes, often referred to as optical counterparts, can still be difficult to associate with gravitational wave events, as LIGO's interferometers are very poor at working out which direction a gravitational wave has come from. This can be helped, however, by detecting gravitational waves in multiple detectors placed around the world, allowing the source's origin to be triangulated. The recent addition of the newly upgraded Virgo gravitational wave interferometer to LIGO's arsenal means the collaboration can now do just that and provide a much smaller region of the sky for the small army of electromagnetic telescopes across the spectrum, which give up some of their time to respond quickly to gravitational wave detections, spin round, and look for optical counterparts in that part of the sky. After a tweet from J. Craig Wheeler of the University of Texas on the 18th of August, reading, "New LIGO source with optical counterpart, blow your socks off," that's socks with an X, intrepid astronomers did some digging and appeared to find exactly this process taking place. The Hubble, DECAM and VLT optical and infrared telescopes, Chandra X-ray telescope, Fermi Gamma Ray Telescope and ALMA Submillimeter Telescope all appear to have made observations in the same direction at some point in the period from the 18th to the 22nd of August, in the direction of the galaxy NGC 4993, some 40 megaparsecs away. This appears to fit with what would be expected for a coincident detection of a gamma ray burst and gravitational wave event, expected from a collision of two neutron stars. In addition, several of the observations have suspicious-looking public names, the Hubble observation being labelled as BNS merger, BNS being a common acronym for binary neutron star. There has currently been no official statement on the rumour from the LIGO and Virgo collaboration, who did release this statement on the 25th of August to coincide with the end of their most recent period of science observations. Some promising gravitational wave candidates have been identified in data from both LIGO and Virgo during our preliminary analysis, and we have shared what we currently know with astronomical observing partners. We are working hard to assure that the candidates are valid gravitational wave events, and it will require time to establish the level of confidence needed to bring any results to the scientific community and the greater public. We will let you know as soon as we have information ready to share. J. Craig Wheeler also tweeted again on the 23rd of August with a mea culpa, apologising for the earlier tweet and stating LIGO deserves to announce when they deem appropriate. If an announcement is made soon, it will be a fantastic next step in the opening up of gravitational waves as a way to observe the universe. Also in the news this month were the celebrations of the 40th anniversary of the launches of the two Voyager spacecraft. Launched on the 20th of August and 5th of September 1977 by NASA, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 have been pioneering in unique missions to the outer solar system. In the intervening decades to the Voyager probes, carrying their famous gold disc records of information about life on Earth for any potential extraterrestrial life to find, have sent back a wealth of information and awe-inspiring images of our solar system. In 1979, Voyager 1, which was actually the second of the two to be launched, sent back pictures of Jupiter, settling a centuries-long argument about the direction of spin of the Great Red Spot Storm. The probe then moved on to the moons, including Io, where the first volcanoes outside of Earth were discovered. In the 80s, the first, and so far only, visits to the outer giant ice planets of Uranus and Neptune were made by Voyager 2, who discovered that Uranus is spinning on its side, and Neptune has its own giant storm with 2,500 mph winds. By 1990, both probes had been directed up and out of the ecliptic plane of the solar system, allowing them to send back a family portrait of all the planets in the solar system as seen from above, including the famous pale blue dot image of Earth from 6 billion kilometers away. The two probes have since become famous for being so far away, including continual chatter about exactly where the edge of our solar system should be defined and exactly when the probes can be said to have left. What is known for sure is that they are both still communicating with us, with measured distance of 2.08 by 10 to the 10 kilometers and 1.72 by 10 to the 10 kilometers as of July 2017. Since last year, the gyroscopes have been turned off and we can no longer control the path of the probes, and science instruments will gradually be shut off over the next 5 years, with the final communications expected to happen sometime between 2025 and 2030. And finally, a new image of the star Antares was revealed this month, which shows the most detailed picture ever seen of a star other than the Sun. Astronomers from the European Southern Observatory captured this image of Antares by using the Very Large Telescope Interferometer, or VLTI, located in Chile. Antares is a red supergiant star in the constellation of Scorpius, 550 light-years away, and was imaged by the team to a resolution of about 5 milliarc seconds, that is 1 over 360,000 times the diameter of the Moon and the sky. The astronomers did not just make a pretty picture. By making the images at multiple infrared wavelengths, they were able to make a map of speeds of gases flowing around the star, an important step in understanding the unexpectedly turbulent motions of an old and dying star like Antares.